Hello, friends. Welcome to Mavs Party. This is Kirk Henderson, editor-in-chief of MavsMoneyball.com. This will be posted on the currently unnamed Dallas basketball feed. Josh and I will be coming out with something new on Monday, though it's an RSS feed change, which means all that will change for you is the photo and the title of the podcast, so you guys don't need to do anything. Thanks so much for hanging out with me tonight. It's about 1 in the morning for those listening the next day. We right now have about 70 weirdos joining the room, hopefully more as the night goes on. The Dallas Mavericks just defeated the Los Angeles Lakers 111-110 with the first game winner of the year. I think that's right. The Mavericks have had a lot of situations not go their way. Seems weird that this would be the first one, but I really, really do think that might be the first one. Gotta be honest, guys, I have no juice. Kid woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. That was 20 hours ago. I am very tired, but let's see if we can keep this right and tight. About a half hour. Everybody get their takes off. Tell me what you like, what you didn't like, what you want to see more of, or any other Dallas basketball take that is on your mind. Let's go with my man Sam to kick us off.
Hey, what's going on, Kirk? Yeah, I'll be quick. It's been a long day for me too, so I definitely feel you on that. I mean, season-saving win. Like, what can you say? Like, it has to be called a season-saving win just because you literally went from possibly being tied with the Lakers to now you're sixth in the West, and if everything goes right, you should technically kind of be in the driver's seat at this point. Just with the teams that we play, I mean, we got Golden State coming in. They just can't win on the road for some reason, and you know, just. We got Charlotte twice. We got the Spurs still. So if we just play our game, we should be able to at least stay in that sixth spot, I feel like. But one quick thing I'll just get off because the game was amazing. You know, you could talk about whatever. But I don't know if you noticed at the end of the game when Mavs hit that game winner and Luka came on the court, he was kind of limping, still pretty bad. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not see it, but I have gotten numerous notes to the effect of, like, watch Luka get up and down off the bench. And I mean, he looked pretty good at shoot around, but I still think they're concerned about his movement, and they ought to be. And, you know, to speak to your statements, I think that obviously winning is better than losing. I think that between the Spurs win the other night and this one really helped kind of wash the taste of the Spurs win out of my mouth, because the Spurs, they gave up a 29-point lead tonight, just like masterful tanking by the Spurs. The Spurs didn't want to win, so the fact that Dallas had to do it in overtime, like, it just pissed me off. But this game, you know, they really should have lost this game. If you're looking at the box score, everything about this game says Los Angeles Lakers win. When they got into foul trouble, the Mavericks did, when they had 5 team fouls with 8 minutes left in the fourth, I just said, okay, they just don't have the horses. The Lakers are going to push the issue, and they're going to keep getting to the line. They're eventually going to make some, and this is just not going to go Dallas's way. Like, I thought Dallas played a pretty okay game. You know, so much of what they do is predicated on hitting threes, and this is an incredible stat Josh Bowe gave me when we just did our show. The Mavericks hit 15 of 29 threes above the break. Above the break. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's like, to win this game is awesome for a variety of reasons, because beating the Lakers is good. But it's just, they really had no statistical bearing to win it, and they did anyways, and I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This definitely washes the Spurs game out your mouth. I mean, all things considered, they were up 11 for most of the second half until the refs took over in the fourth, which, of course, the Lakers were forcing the issue, because I don't know why they don't get Anthony Davis the ball, because he could have easily gone for 40 if he really wanted to. For some reason, I don't know. I don't care. I'm all over. Yeah. So, well, good win. We'll take it. And now we just got to hope Ruben comes back. And then if we do what we do, you know, we might play Memphis or Sacramento in the first round, which I like our chances against either one. So,
sure.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, buddy. Talk soon. Okay. Coming up next is Chris.
Hey. Oh, my God. This has to be the best win of the season. And considering the standings and all that, I mean, just having a loss, we'd be in the eighth spot right now, tied with them. But just, I can't tell you personally for me, because, and I know for you, because you hate the Lakers as well, but I'm in a YMCA noon ball Snapchat group. We got like 60 people in there, and we got some Lakers fans and some quote unquote just LeBron fans. They're not a fan of the Lakers. They're just a fan of LeBron. And the last time the Lakers beat us, I mean, really, the Lakers haven't beat the Mavs much at all in the last two or three seasons, but they were going at me, just like trolling the shit. I mean, it's all good fun, but man, it felt good to rub that shit in the night, man. Oh my God, it feels great tonight. And like I said, it didn't feel like we should have gotten that win, but I feel like Dennis Schroeder always burns us too. Like, I don't know. He always plays good against us. Did you ever notice that?
I mean, he's such a like feast or famine guy, where when he plays well, you're like, I want that guy on my team. And then when he plays poorly, it's like, send him into space. No, thank you. But yeah,
but Austin Reeves playing good tonight. I mean, Anthony, I mean, they were just, I feel like they were all playing good tonight. And it was really feeling lopsided as far as, and I don't like complaining about the refs, but that third quarter, it just seemed out of whack. It just didn't seem like the cards were in it for us to win. But, oh, I didn't think Maxi Kleber would hit up. I mean, he hasn't been right lately, obviously due to his hamstring issue, but props to him for – we really needed this. We really needed this. And even if Luka don't play Monday, if Kyrie plays, I think we'd still be fine. So, God, I don't even know what else to say. I could probably get off now because I'm just happy right now. I'm just happy. But, oh, yeah, I was at that Spurs game. I wasn't able to get on the green room then. And it was funny. Me and my son were going crazy. Anytime the Mavs are like getting back in it, has somebody behind me just like screaming, unacceptable. Just like some lady is screaming behind me. It was funny at the Spurs game. But yeah, I'm glad we got that win too. So let's just keep racking up wins, hopefully. And hopefully Luka's going to be okay. Maybe he'll play Monday. But if not, you know, maybe he can play Wednesday against the Warriors.
We'll see. Thank you so much for hanging out, Chris. Talk soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, LeBron only fans are people I don't understand. Not my thing. Brandon, what's going on? Give my man a second to find that unmute button.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell us what's up. Welcome. What's going on?
Not much, man. I was thinking about why Jason Kidd would put in Theo in those last seconds, and I think my only thing is, you know, he's 6'7", so from, and you know, he could probably throw the ball over, and then, you know, maybe if Lakers did get the ball, I guess in kids' mind, Theo could play some defense, but I don't know. That was kind of a different idea, you know, putting Theo in. But my main thing is, I was listening to it on broadcast, and Mark Davis brought up a point. He's like, man, you got to get the ball to somebody else. But I know he wanted to say, man, you guys got to learn how to, you know, dribble. You know, you got to, guys can't depend on Kyrie so much because they just like surrounded that dude. It's just like, you know, you guys do something else, and the Mavs, they pulled out one, but you know, it's just another implication of you know, that issues. But man, they surrounded that dude real good.
It was fun to watch him cook with only 6 seconds. Like, just such a decision, and such a, like, the fact that he placed the ball where Maxi had no, you know, it was just such a great pass, the right amount of time. And Maxi, to his credit, really getting the ball off quickly was pretty neat. I don't know. I had a great time watching that game. It was very stressful, and I was prepared to take the L, and then they won anyways.
Yeah. Schroeder, he kind of cooked those dudes fourth quarter. He kind of, you know, put the Lakers on his back. But man, that was a veteran shot. You know, giving it to Maxi, you know, being there for a while, you know. I don't think the moment's really too big for him. I think in last year, the year before last, he probably would have been a little gun shy, but you know, he's still a veteran, and you know,
well, just the fact that he hit those free throws was really crazy. Like, to me, the free throws are crazier than the 3-point shot to a degree, because he's been pretty poor. Like, he's like under 60% on the season. So
yeah, and it seems like he's usually ice water from the free throw line. That's just, you know, that's kind of one of his things he's good at. But I don't know. But yeah, like you said, he hit him. That's the most important thing. But man, what's so crazy is, you know, they're one game above 500, and they're, you know, they're just right there out of the, you know, right there out of the play-in. That's just a testimony how close it is in the West. So, you know, I think everybody's gonna have to try to, you know, grit it out, because One good losing streak, and you could easily be out the playoffs. You know, just in the, three or four games because it's just so dang close.
That's right. I mean, that's why these wins like this are so important, because if one thing goes sideways, you don't want to be looking at, you know, the time you lost to the Charlotte Hornets, who the Mavericks play twice. Like, you don't want to be losing a game like that. You know, the margin for error for the Mavericks is gone. And but at the same time, all these other teams around them keep losing too. So it's just such a weird.
I think a lot of these teams are tired, because, man, if you look at, and I know you look at the box scores, if you look at the Mavericks box scores, I mean, those dudes aren't even, a lot of them wasn't even close to, you know, double digits. I mean, they're just like 3.6 points, you know, 9 points, you know, Tim, Christian, and Kyrie kind of carried the team. But I think a lot of these teams are just like burnt out because, you know, they're playing hurt and they're just playing so many freaking minutes. Like, right. You know, Kyrie, like you was talking about the other night, how, you know, has, you know, it's, how the foot is just so important on this cut, and then hell, the foot is so important on just playing, you know, 40 minutes, just pavement, just running back, forth, no breaks, running and stopping and all of that stuff. I mean, I know in his mind, he's like, man, I gotta get a break, but you know, it's grind time to those dudes. But.
Well, thank you so much for hopping in here late. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Craig.
Right. Everybody sounds so awake, and I'm like here brain dead. Jacob, what's up, buddy?
Hey. Let me preface this by saying I know I'm the dude that jumped in here the other night and said that we should tank, but when I tell you that I relish every opportunity to beat the Lakers, I mean that shit.
It is nice.
Fuck, like, I hate them. And I was so ready to – I turned the TV off. Like, I'm not even going to lie. And I hate to be that guy, but, you know, the refs, they were home cooking. To me, there's a reason that the Lakers commit the fewest fouls in the league. It's because they just get called for the fewest fouls. So when the refs took over and then Austin Reeves did that stupid little rip-through shit, I was done. And then I checked the score. And then we were only behind by 1 point. I saw Maxey hit the free throws. I was like, okay, well, might as well ride this out. And then, yeah, we kind of pulled that one out of our ass. So it tasted sweet. I almost didn't even react. I didn't know what to think. I thought Maxey maybe didn't even get the shot off at first.
Well, if you watch the play, if you watch it again and again and, like, really slow down, take a look at Maxey's feet. Maxey might have did a little shuffle there on the catch and fire. Only I don't care.
Whatever. A Disney traveled. I forget which, like a minute left, he had a little floater in the lane, and he definitely got away with the travel. So I guess those things even out. Whatever.
They did. I don't care.
So I guess my take was there was a lineup in the second quarter. It was Josh Holiday. I guess it could be interchangeable between Josh and Kyrie, but it was Josh Holiday, Bertans, Wood, and Powell. That lineup was cooking. I don't remember how much I'm pretty sure we took the lead back and then went up by like 10 or something like that. That lineup, we were keeping 80 off the boards. Powell had like he was playing his ass off. No Powell slander in the night. He got those offensive boards. Powell was getting some Wood was getting buckets. Josh was playmaking, like we were getting out in transition. Well,
look at the box score though. Like Wood was the one who Wood led the team in assists. 8 helpers.
Yeah, he was two dimes away from a triple double.
Yeah.
How about that? And I spend a lot of time in the games in the Reddit chat during the games.
Yeah.
And people are pretty fickle. Like, they're very reactionary. Sometimes I am, but like sometimes I just read some comments. I'm like, damn, dude, you're going to like him in 5 minutes. And sure right. enough, people were, you know, shitting on Wood or saying, oh man, he has the IQ of a door on defense. And I'm like, well, by and large, this team sucks at defense. And right. so who cares? Wood gets buckets. I will take that trade off.
I at and least so, would rather see it. There's some, you know, I would like to be mad about something new. You know, so it's not. I am glad they won this one for sure.
Right. So it's hard to predict what we're going to do because this season is just.
That's right. It's a mess.
It is a mess. It was a fun mess, and then it's a frustrating mess, and then back to fun. Like we keep going in and out of the play-in, or just out altogether, and then now we're back up to six. It's like what the fuck.
Sure.
So. Yeah, I don't know. like I said, I will always eat up beating the Lakers. So, and you know what? I give Kidd a little bit of credit. He actually showed emotion at the after the shot. So, good for him for not being totally robotic. But no, fun win. I'll keep it short. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate you. All right, we got. Let's go, Charles. Hey, Charles, you're up late. What's going on? Give Charles a second.
Hey, Kirk.
Welcome.
Wow. I can't scream too loud in here when it gets this exciting this late. Somebody else is sleeping nearby. But, man, Kleba scored 6 points to close the game out. Isn't that crazy?
That's got to be the wildest stat of the season. Like 6 points in 7 seconds from Maxi Kleber.
58% from the line for the season, and we suck at free throws. My God, it's just a mind blower. I mean, we're so lucky to have Kyrie coming. Like, well, like Luka can't play, Kyrie finally comes back. He looks great. This is amazing. I'm dumbfounded. I'm just coming. Sometimes I can't watch late in the game when we're down by that much because I'm like, fuck, this game's over. We're not going to come back from this. Right. We've lost all the momentum. It's like I stopped believing because we're so routinely losing. What do we've won? Maybe 4 times out of the past 12 games or something?
Yeah, like it's been pretty rough. It's not been fun.
Oh man, so you can see why I'm not like I'm not 100% behind them. But it's kind of but again, this league this year. I mean, but you know, the officiating too this year is pretty weird. Like Reeves, that ball was off Reeves, wasn't it?
I honestly had to rewrite almost 400 words in my recap. So I was not really focusing on some of the things because it's like the Lakers go up four, they're up four, and then Maxi gets fouled, and I'm like, oh, and I'm kind of watching, but I'm rewriting everything because you know, I'd sort of assumed the Lakers were going to just blow Dallas out once they took the lead because it was 105 to 100, and I think maybe there was 6 minutes left, something like that. And I just like, okay, yeah. You know, the Lakers are going to keep hitting free throws. They're just going to keep getting fouled. And instead what happened is Kyrie just kind of kept them in it. And they just hung around.
Oh, man. Yeah, Kyrie is just like – I mean, we got the second – they said he was the third most possession minutes per game usage rate. He's like right there. There's only one guy between him and Luka.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder they're injured this late in the season because it's just the usage rate is just through the roof.
Yeah. Well, and the foot stuff, so it's like the injury stuff is difficult because it's about a lot of the times it's about management and it's not both in terms of injury management and then the Mavericks want, you know, the medical staffs decide this stuff for the players more often than the players decide. Like the Kawhi stuff tends to throw things for us. But the way Kyrie was describing his foot pain didn't sound like it sounded really uncomfortable. It's like foot pain sucks because you can't get blood flow down there and there's not like the healing process takes a while. It was I don't know. This was surprising that everybody came together and looked like this because it's like their injury report's been brutal for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. We were without Tim Hardaway too, so it was like the fact that we got both of them back tonight.
I mean, Tim was not great, but it still helped.
He wasn't great, but since the All-Star break, he's just shooting an unreal high percentage rate, and Bullock is finally catching fire.
On volume.
6 out of 10 in that last game?
Yeah.
I mean, But that last game, five guys getting 20 points, that's
cool.
Unreal. That was amazing. This is turning out to be a pretty exciting stretch run. I think we have 12 left, maybe.
Yep.
Oh, well, man, I'm going to let somebody else talk, but go Mavs.
Yeah. Good luck trying to get some sleep. All right. Yes, these sorts of things. Oh, hey, we had one more. I thought we had one more person, but they just kicked off here. Ethan says Kleber is 39% Irish. And you know, Peter, I didn't really write about the officiating disparity because I tend to agree with the earlier person that over the course of the year, the Lakers are going to get a better whistle. But I felt that they really stuck it to the Mavs tonight in terms of like the aggressiveness and the boards, and refs will reward that thing over the course of the game. It's bananas that the Mavericks won this game. When you go look at some of the just like the box score stats and the team stats, and it's just the Mavericks should have lost. I mean, the Lakers hit two more free throws, the Mavericks lose. The Lakers hit one more three, the Mavericks lose. And the Mavericks outscored the Lakers from three by 33 points. Just a truly incredible game. Yeah, Adam says the Lakers shot 5 of 20 from three. They shot 18 of 39 against the Pelicans on Monday. And it's, you know, the Mavericks do a good job defending corner threes. That's always been the case all year, though I honestly don't understand how that happens, given the defensive woes. But it's, frankly, to me, this is a game that the Mavericks are due to win a bullshit game. I mean, that stat earlier that somebody posted that the Mavs were 0 for 12 in like game in situations to take the lead or tie, something like that. Somebody posted in here at the very beginning of the chat. Like, that's crazy. Like, you know, you're not going to hit 50%, but it's like even, you know, 30% is normal. The Mavs being at 0% was friggin' nuts. All right. Well, you know, you guys are great for being in here at 1:30 in the morning. Just some notes that I talked about at the top of the pod, and we'll talk again at the bottom. Over the weekend, I will be getting possession of the Mavs Moneyball RSS feed, which has since been renamed in your podcast feed as Dallas Basketball Podcast. We will be taking possession, and then we will get to name it something new. We cannot name it the Mavs Moneyball Podcast because that is registered intellectual property with Vox Media. We do not own that. So Josh and I will be naming it something new, but you won't need to change anything because it will just continue to go to your podcast feed like you always have been. It will just have different cover art and a different name. We also may be doing some new stuff in terms of, you know, we may kind of take this at one point or another to YouTube, which I don't know if anybody would be interested in that, but I sort of think that Spotify is not going to sort, or I mean, is not going to continue to support this. Matt in the chat says, go to YouTube, please, Jesus. Part of it, Matt, and why we haven't done YouTube yet is, number one, I'm 38 years old and I don't know how shit works. Number two, I don't really have the time to learn how to do new things, though I'm going to have to in this respect. And number three, like, I try to cram in as much stuff as I can. Like, I have a full-time job and a, you know, little kid, and just it's like I do all this at the expense of like sleep and other stuff. So if things take, like, learning a new skill always like freaks me out. But I will, you know, there's the Yard Barker and some platforms that will allow us like to do this, but in a live situation where I think I can still bring people up and talk about it. Daniel in the chat says, ask Sam Esfandiari how to make it work. Yes, I am in a group chat with Sam. He's already lectured me. Anyway, I will do this at some point, and we'll be transitioning maybe over there before the playoffs. We got to harass Josh Bone to doing it because he was like, I don't really want to record podcasts on video because both of us look like hell. And I don't think either one of us wants to get roasted, but hey, you know, that's okay. We'll figure it out. Cause it's life is hard. Thank you. Jason Gallagher does not have the free time, Jacob. I've already asked him.
But yeah, we'll probably continue to do these, and then like I'll whenever we do it, I'll probably transition over and then like let everybody know in show notes and in podcasts and things like that. I'm a shameless self-promoter, so that is not something that will be hard. But that's something we may be looking into. Just got to figure out the logistics of it and figure out the hardware and what I need to do. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. We will see you guys probably in here on Monday night after the Mavericks beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Everybody be good and enjoy your Saturday. Go Mavs.